Parshas Vayetze, I have to ask Mechila for the Oilam. On Thursday, I wasn't feeling up to it. To say the Shavuz. And I hope the Oilam is Moich, but I'm saying it now. Again, I hope it's not again Neged Utsoinom. It'll be three Shavuz this week, three Shavuz in the week. A lot of Musar. This is very scary. I am last week's truth. Okay. Parsh Vayetze. We start with the Medrash Tanchuma. Parsh Vayetze. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Let our rabbis teach us. Ha-hoireg is a nefesh b'shkoga, l'heichon ha-yegoyle. Person who kills b'shoigeg, to where does he go to Golas? So we ask the Medrash, k'achshon ha-vuseinu, ha-hoireg, nefesh b'shkoga, goyle, or yimikla, l'shosh orom, sh'bei v'ayyanim, sh'osh b'yus, y'yakov avinu, goyle, l'choroin, v'yireach, v'nafshoy. Running away with his nefesh, to an ear, nimsa, and then became a sharo. Hakadosh Baruch Hu tzara gedolim niglalov b'chaloyim. He appeared to him in a chaloyim. Very interesting medrash. Chora medrash plia. What does this mean? What is the gear? Achoyig nev b'shoyu v'efen goyle. And therefore Yaakov is goyle l'chon. Mayin shmita etzal hasina. He sleeps, he goes to sleep in that place, and he has a dream. Rashi says, "Vayishka v'mokay mahu." No matter how many times we read the Rashi, Rashi's mamish, such a pella, lush miut, ba'oisa mokim shochov al yudal shorim sheshimesh beveis ever lo shochov balal sheoisik b'toyru. The 14 years. That we just learned at the end of last week's parasha Rashi, that he was shimesh beveis ever lo shocha b'layla. He didn't go to sleep at night. Pella the gezachah versa. The first time Yaakov Avinu goes to sleep, everybody said, "What a shlof!" Can you imagine the shlof? After 4 years, a guy goes to sleep. Mama, she has a hard week. Goes to sleep. He can't wait for Shabbos. He gets into that bed. He knows it's early Shabbos. He climbs into bed already at 5:30 sometimes. He has a quick meal. You know, he has two challahs, especially he's a bacha. And he's a from bacha, you know. Chas v'shalom is not from the 3 weeks ago shmooze. He's a from bacha. He goes to Ma'ariv, Kabbalah Shabbos. He does l'chun around l'ashan. Okay, get it over with quick. Hope we don't have that guy who drags out 20-minute, you know, Kabbalah Shabbos with Ma'ariv. Get it in 18 minutes, you know. So the mice is, so he goes down and he has a quick meal out of waiting. He has two rolls and some leftover chopped liver they ate from Thursday night. Whips whip. He benches in under 30 seconds and goes off the diving board. And now it's 5 o'clock and he gets up for the Nates minion on Shabbos morning. Noch 10 or Noch 12, a few different gilses of Rashi. Noch 12. So you can imagine the hours, but he wants to get up early, he wants to be a little bit early, not late for the minute, or he wants to be late, make it by Sheikh and I by 12:30, make the cheshbon by 5:30. Imamish has a bagel and a half. Anyway, so Lamaisa, he earned it. He worked very hard this week. You know, he stayed up one night, 2 hours late. Imamish worked hard this week. So he deserves it, and he goes into that sleep. Just the anticipation of that sleep. So you imagine the sleep. So I heard one from Shimon Sta'agor, Shimon Schwab said a good verb. Vayikatz Yaakov Nishnasa, when he got up. Vayikatz. He was cuts. 14 years of learning Torah by Nacht, and now he slept. Vayika, it was Katz. What's this sleep? Vayika, Zashin Katz. He was Katz Mishinasai. But he said even better, Rabbi Yisai, I don't want to tell him that. Vayika, what was in that sleep, Rabbi Yisai, what was he Zerchah to? Unbelievable, Madregas Atzum, he was in Sula Mutzavarta. But Yaakov said, "Avad it's gavaldig, but kum nish to a svarim when you air, kum nish to the amal batayim when you air. All the malachim is gavaldig, but kum nish it doesn't come to a svarim as a person amal batayim. That's the vayikatz. Vayikatz is the akama that was niskal in the chaloyim, meridik madregis. The Vilna Gaon it says that people used to come to the Vilna Gaon's door, malachim." And he used to megale him, want to be megale. The Vilna Gaon had people knocking at the door. Who is it? Raphael. Who is this? The delivery man? No, Raphael Malach. Oh, very nice. How you doing? Come in. I want to megale you, Soyde Hatoira. The Vilna Gaon asked him, 1 second, can I get it to my own armor? Yes, he sent them away. Can you imagine the Sayyid boy said? The Gaon sent them away. The Gaon had Kama Vakama upon him, Malachim coming to his door. There's a story. You look in the Dr. Sifis Niusa. One time, Chaim Loshen came to him, and he said it was revealed to him that last night Yaakov Avinu was in the sukkah with him, not the Rishpiz and Yaakov. You know, whose night it is today? You know, put a nice chair there. Yaakov Avinu was in the sukkah with him. But anyway, he was telling over chedusha to him. Malachim used to come to his chedusha. Malachim used to come to all the time. He sent them away to get on himself. So once, when a time the pshat, Rabbi said, "It's gevaldik the pshat." A famous prophet from the Beis Halevi, everybody says pshat. It says that when Yaakov, Inu, and Esav were in the womb, it says they each were mefachas lotzes. They wanted to run out. So the Maisa says when Esav passed by the Beis HaMedrash, she got pangs in her stomach. Esav wanted to run out. When Yaakov passed by the Beis HaMedrash, he wanted to jump out. So everybody asked the Kashi, he's learning Torah with a Malach. What does he want to jump out for? So the Beis Halevi's famous teretz is, learning Torah with a Malach, but you have Esav as a chavrusa, or as a neighbor. It's not a chavrusa, that's the term that people say, but Esav is your shochen. It's a mitzvah coming to be coming in the movies in a few weeks, the shmuz about that, but who's your friends? Who are friends, the boys say? Friends and enemies, episodes. Anyway, b'kitzur, so v'shul dover, whoever is in the, if you're in the neighbor, that's the basic lady says, neighbor. But I once want to tell a posh, more posh to tell it. Yaakov Avinu wanted to get out. He didn't want to learn Torah from Malach. He wanted Amal HaTorah. He wanted to run out because he wanted to learn Amal HaTorah. Is Yaakov Avinu Yitzchak Yikatz Yaakov Mishinasa Gevald the Great Hasoge Abukum Nisht to us after Her through Omel in Taisvis through your own Havanya. Is Vayikatz Yaakov Mishinasa. Even that was caught clapping. The Madrega person masik to his own Amal HaTorah, but the Gaval, the Geshmak, the Dveikus that a person has, Dveikus Vaboyre, through an Amal HaTorah, the person, that when a person could be in a dream, he see the version of Sulu Mutzav Arach, but if a person's Isaac and he's Arab, he's Mamish Dovik, Mamish Baboyre. But anyway, so Yaakov, so Lebchora had always a deek on this Rashi. What's up is Rashi? During those 14 years, he didn't sleep. Lamaisa, he learned for 63 years before these 14 years. For 63 years before these 14 years, he was learning Torah. It's mashma from the Rashi. That it should have said for the last, who knows, 55 years, whatever, since he went to Shiva, whatever, from 5 years or whatever it started. What's up is those 14 years he didn't sleep. What's up is those 14 years. So the Mahal, if you want to say, Rabbi Yisai, as far as I talk about this Mahal, but I want to, you know, bring it out very stark in this. But I also, I'll be asking another very shver Rashi. Rashi says, Kasha, everybody asks, that the Chor, Yaakov Kamenetsky speaks about it, but that Lamaisa, we know that Vayetze Yaakov, Yashem Yechal Rana, Yaakov, you know, had to go out from this place called Be'er Sheva, he had to escape Vayetze, and he had to go to Choron. He had to go two reasons. Vayetze, he had to escape, and he had to go. So one reason he had to go because his father said they sent him to Choran. His father sent him to Choran to get a shidduch. He had to go out because his mother said, get out. It's Yaakov, there's two dinim over here. But anyway, so we don't, he had to get out. He had to go, he didn't keep it off the egg. So we know, the Gemara tells us, so it's Megillah, Tazayin, and Megillah, that he went, he didn't go, he went to Shem Ve'eva, as we're learning now. And he wasn't punished for those years. Godol, Tamaturia, Yosim, he keep it off, he keep him aim, screen Yosim, come aim, aim. But my sister's a pillow though, but how did Yaakov Yinu have the audacity, or what was his cheshbin, let's put it that way, to go now to learn? He was learning his whole life. First episode, he went now to Beis Shem Ve'eva. And final question is that Yaakov Avinu comes to the well and he's crying. He meets his future wife, eventually, Rachel, and he's crying. And one of the reasons he's crying is, Rashi says, because he came with nothing. Nothing. He's a pauper. He came with nothing. What happened? Rashi, he says, the Eved of my grandfather came here laden with donkeys, laden with everything, and I'm coming with nothing. Zok Rashi, why is he coming with nothing? Zok Rashi brings the Chazal, Shehalifas, Ben Esav runs after Yaakov, and he wants to kill him. So he says to Yaakov, I'm here, sorry, uncle, but I have some bad news to tell you. I need to put a bullet between your eyes. Okay, just before you shoot, though, who told you to do this? Well, my pop told me. The Tzadik Ador, Esav. Oh, okay. Esav said it. I mean, it must be a psak mamish. He must have, you know, Ruach HaKodesh to say it. So you know what? Just take my money and everything will be okay. Honor Chashuv Kemeis and everything will be okay. Pliat Suma. Mimonov Shah. So Rashi says, why do you hold back? A Godol. He was God of Bechekel Shal. He didn't shoot him right away because he was God of Bechekel. So Yaakov Bechekel Shal Yitzchak, and therefore he had the respect to ask Yaakov what to do, or at least to hold back. So the Tekash is Mon of Shal. If he's not taking out the gun and pistol and shooting between the eyes, so then tell him the truth. Was he telling him the Sheker? The Loch is, your father tells you to go do an Aveira, yeah, you're not allowed to listen to him. So tell him, before I told you to do it, but I'm sorry just to tell you that it's wrong. That's all, two words, it's wrong. Put the pistol back in your belt and head back home. Here's a taffy and go back home. Give him a knitch on the cheek and that's it, go back home. Oh, you should know, if you're the Gemara, Hashem Kamei, oh, the Valdik, the Ksoyis, the Lama Be, okay, now the Shtikal Torah, I go back home. But check it. The father tells you to do this false davera to kill somebody. It's not mashasa. So Yaakov Avinu tells him he does an answer. So Kalavik is out. What's he telling you? Okay. So the Mahalach, we have to say, Rabbi said, this whole shtickle is very sodistic. And it's the sodistic Mahalach of the whole sugya of Yaakov and Esav. And there are some that talk about it, but I don't know if we go with all these answers, a lot of these kashas are answers. What I'm going to be, I'll pee derech hazeh, but we're going to use them in the course of the assault. And the basis is that Avada, Yaakov and Esav were created differently. They came from two different worlds. They fought or whatever. We're not getting into all the yisodis over here. The man should go on for hours and so many different things. But the yisod that Varam is, and this was, it could be Yitzchak Avinu understood when he wanted to bestow the brachas on Esav, which is also a tremendous kash. What was the havamina? Is avada. There's two mahalchim in Klal Yisrael, and that is one shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai lach sois benoyim Hashem. To stay in the Beis Medrash, to be the Yerim Mishpatech of Yaakov, to be the Rabbanim, to be the ones that are going to teach the Klal Yisrael, to give over the Torah, to Shevet HaLevi, we call them, Shevet HaLevi that sits in the Beis Medrash, and they're the ones who fear Tzach, the Derech HaTorah, the Mahalach HaTorah for Gantz Klal Yisrael. but there's going to be also a chelek of Klal Yisrael who are going to have to go out into the Alma de Shikre, into the world which is called the world of Sheker. And in that world of Sheker, they're going to have to Megala the Emes and Fakert. They're going to have to learn and be so involved in Torah and so soaked up with the Torah Hashem that to be able to Firzach, to be able to Misnahe their lives in that world of Sheker Al Pi Emes. And to show, first of all, the world, the Mahalach of Emes, and also that they themselves should be the pinnacle of Emes and not be mushba, not be affected by what's going on. And that's a much harder avoida. Avad, you need the brachas, you need everything, you need to go well for you in this world. But at the Seva Shaldabra, you have to go into the world of Sheker. You have to go into the world of crime, into the world of slime, and also the world of grime. And this also rhymes. And the Maisa to go into all these worlds and come out, Rabbi Yisai, come out shining in the Midas HaEmes. To go into the world of Sheker and to be total Emes. To go into the world of Sheker and to know how to be Emes in the world of Sheker. Like a Deslas Mazibur. That sometimes what Emes means, what's the right thing to say, not in that moment. Emes is the right thing to say. Sometimes it's not exactly the word Emes, what we call the Emes, but that's Emes al-Pi Torah. You have to understand the Torah in its highest in Chosid, in Novar Tisbarar, the Torah tells us, the Torah Akdosha tells us, that when it comes to certain Inyanim with people who are tricksters, there's an Oifen of trickery, that's the Derech HaTorah. To understand the Derech HaTorah in the Oifen HaChi Chazak on the highest level, and to take it out into the world of Sheker, and to impregnate the world, and to infuse the world with the Midas HaEmes. Now this was a much harder avodah. You needed the koyach of being able to go out. You need the koyach to withstand the tide. And obviously, Yitzchak Avinu, who was a Navi and who understood this, the koyach of the other, understood that was Pasha, this was Esav, this was Yankiv. When Yankiv went in to get the brachas, it wasn't a matter of just brachas. Yaakov also understood that this was a new avodah he had to take on himself. And Be'etzem, in that Maisa Boisai, there was Hariga going on in Boisai. Hagam, that he had to do it. And it was, but he actually, at that time, was now finally severing the koyach of Yaesav in this world, his koyach. He was destroying his tafkid. He had to be taken away because he had proven himself already after many years. And his mother, Api Nevuah, had told him to get it. He needed the Nevuah, that it was Nifsak, there was no chance. Esav wasn't going to do tshuva, as the Gemara tells us. Eisen never did tshuva. Hubrish osoy mitchilosav yatzoy. So says the Gemara Megillah 11a. Hubrish osoy mitchilosav yatzoy. For he never did tshuva. So it's not like Yishmael Rabbi said. As a male, it was nifsak with that nevuah. That nevuah was nifsak that Esau wasn't coming back. Rabbi said. And then Yaakov had to go in. It's so meduk. Rabbi said Yaakov had to go in, but he didn't go his time with the whole thing. He just told him. He went in with the big day Esau. Because now he fakir, his job was to be Esav, fakir, to have the characteristic, the koich, the metzias of Esav, but to go out and be hakol kol Yankov, the koil of Emes has to come out with yaday Esav. So Maisa, he now had committed b'shoigeg, you could call it, and hariga of Esav. Mela, now the words of the Medrash Ha'ayzi, Lamdenu Rabbeinu. Where did Nefesh did he kill? He killed Esav and the Bechino Rabbi. It was only Kain, obviously. It wasn't. And that's why when Avifaz came to Kedem, he understood what he did. And therefore it was Ke'ilu. Just like it was Ke'ilu heard it, killing, it was Ke'ilu. He took on a Ke'ilu mace. Because he felt that there was a Hariga B'Shogeg, there would be a Kapara for his Hariga of Esav with the Ke'ilu. Just like it was a Ke'ilu Misa, it was a Ke'ilu Mes. It wasn't Stam. Otherwise it makes no sense. Oh, you don't take away my money. He's not allowed to kill you. The Teretz is, Eliphaz was coming with a Shtikl Tviya Emes. He had taken away his father, was a Gael Adam on himself. And Eliphaz was coming with Shlichus. And through the fact that he gave away his money, it was a Ke'ilu Rabbi said. Memela, that's maybe that answers the kasha of Rabbi Yisai. why those two shahs from the Medrash and from over there. And that answer could be also very, very simple. Why Yaakov Avinu felt he had to go away now and learn for 14 new years of Yisrael. Because until now, Yaakov was learning with the understanding and the pashtus that he was going to be a shifty man. A shifty man, Rabbi Yisrael. Not, there's two words in shifty. Shifty in English, shifty in Hebrew. Shifty beveis Hashem man, that was he supposed to be. But then he learned he's going to be a shifty man. English shifty. He's going to have to be shifty. He's going to have to go out in the world and become shifty. And that was a different type of shifty. And the male for that world of shifty, Rabbi Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu said he had to prepare himself in a whole different way. There was a whole new mahal. He had to prepare himself. He had to get himself ready to go out of the Almut and Shoit, to be able to go to base Lavan and say, Lavan, Garthi, Vesayim, Mitzvah, Shomarti. To Pelel the Gazal, this week's parasha sends to Esav, Imkrov and Gadish. Esav really is interested. How are you doing, Esav? I have a message for you. You know, the Ksois in Lamed Beis clears the Shailah if the Kokor of Le... You're sending it to... Sorry, Yaakov, one second. You're sending a message to Esav HaRosha. He doesn't care about the Ksois, not the Nesivis, not the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and he doesn't care how many mitzvahs. You know, he gave him a whole list of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. And he made checks before each one. He gave a list of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. And Esav sent back, but like the Ramban, you weren't Mekayim. And it's a Pelel HaGezachim, Lovon, Garti, Nesayim, Mishabah. So the Pasuk Pshat is because he wasn't doing mitzvahs, he had the Kokoyach Hovem. But the Mice of Pelel, Lovon, Sayag, Mitzvah, Shomorati. Just say, I didn't. What's the Shayeg Mitzvah Shomorati? The Teretz is that he had to be matzdik. He's taking over. Esav had a kind of Kingoil Adam. And the Bishayeg said, you took over my tafk in this world. It was coming together. So Yaakov was saying, love God, mitzvah, you couldn't have done this. This was the tafk that I went out there for. I went out to base loved one. The house. Well, the Maisa was a house of total sheker upon sheker upon sheker. There was nothing. If Lovin told me it's night out there, I went to put on tefillin without looking outside. I made a bracha, Shemu Malchus. If he told me it was night, and if he told me it's day, I said Kriyash Malamita, Mita Brach Shemu Malchus. He was Mamish Shakun Mineu Bey, Rochel Bitcha Ktana. How else could they every day? He tricked them. Everything was Mamish with Shakronis, with trickstery, and Yaakov Avinu Aisi Avana Choyrev. Not one thing, not Erelech Rabbi, say, Ana Soy, Shabasoy, Shabasoy, Besayag Mitzvah Shamarti. He once said over Gaval that the pshat is that even in mitzvahs sometimes a person can be influenced a little bit that okay he did the mitzvahs but a little bit nisht erlich in the mitzvahs also. He's supposed to say, you know, all the brothers, you know, with a little kavana. Ishka Erlich, you said it very, very quick. It wasn't Erlich in Amiris HaBrachas. You know, you're supposed to give Stalker with a certain way. He gave the Stalker, but he could have given more. It wasn't Erlich in the Messiah Stalker. He gave the Stalker. But he was Erlich, a homage in the Stalker. He could have given a little bit more. He was in greeting other people. He could have greeted with a little bit more Ernstkeit. He greeted the guy. He said, Shalom Aleichem. But a Shalom Aleichem like that, I don't know, you know, who would want to, you know, who would be happy. But I said Shalom Aleichem, I grumped it out. Just because he didn't hear me, it sounded like you cursed him or something. You grumped it out, something that would sound like a greps or something came out of your mouth. I said Shalom Aleichem, but it wasn't with the full smile, with the full Ernstkeit. So sometimes you can learn, it's up to Ruderman. That Loman Meister Loman, not the Pshat learned then not to do the mitzvah. I didn't learn Meister Loman. I feel in the mitzvah itself and not to be totally erlich. Yet the mitzvah, when Pratchel mitzvah was at a soif, with totally erlich, totally MS, at a soif. And that was he saying to Esav, Rabbi Yisrael, that the servant shall dove Esav, you can't have a time in it because I did your job. Your job was to go out to the world to be the most erlich Jew and to be a yid that the world looks up to. B'chor aspoir, Yisrael, b'chor aspoir. Go out in the world of business. Go out to the world in the diamond industry and they should look to the Jew and think, Tos is an erlecha. That's an erlecha. Not to look, oh, don't go to the Jews. You're for sure going to be cheated out. Like it says right in the dictionary, they say it's in the Fisher Dictionary, but I heard once from a friend, it says, I never saw it myself, but in the dictionary it says to Jew somebody is to cheat somebody. That's the lesson in the dictionary, that's the translation, to Jew somebody. Well, a Jew, in the verb, a Jew in that noun is a Jew, is a person, but Jew in the verb is to cheat somebody. The Jews were always with that hook nose, and they were money changers all the years, and then, you know, the guy walked out, he walked in with his changing money, he handed out, he didn't have pants, he walked out with a bound. It was extra bound. And I said, what happened? I just wanted to change some money. And then he walked out without any pants on. Forget about what was in the pants. He didn't have pants on. What happened? The Jewish guy tricked me out of Boisai. To be Erlich Arasoiv Boisai. To know Choshim Mishpar Boisai. To know Choshim Mishpar Arasoiv Boisai. To know Hilchus Ribis. And Hilchus Aino, not to cheat. And Hilchus She'elo. And Hilchus Choshim Mishpar Boisai. To be so ingrained in knowing how to fear itself in every way that the Torah tells us how to fear itself. In love and God to the Salim Shamorati, thus was the what's he's telling Esav, I was Makayim, your Tav, it wasn't Stam, and therefore you don't deserve to hate me. I just did it for you. It could be you wouldn't be able to do it. It wasn't Stam telling, listen, I wanted you to know about the mitzvahs. It's time to learn the mitzvahs. You know, my Uncle Moshe sent him a tape, Uncle Moshe, you're a mitzvah man. Esav, I have a tape for you. Uncle Moshe and the mitzvah man. Esav wasn't interested in that. He was telling though, in Tafkid, I was Makayim to Tafkid, and Gomer Grad decided Mitzvah Shamarti. It's a mailer, but he said that was the 14 years he felt. Lamais said this was not. And not listening to his parents. This was a listen to his parents because he was sent to go to Beis Lavan. But to go to Beis Lavan, he felt he couldn't go unless he had the achana of the 14 new years of Beis Eved. That's the one time he didn't sleep with Beis Eved, because he had to he had to totally take control of his body with Beis Eved. we sometimes in the world of Emes V'Sheker of Beis Eved. One of the worlds of Emes V'Sheker is that world of Gashmi, Rabbi Yisai. And the world of Gashmi is the Iker, one of the biggest worlds of Emes V'Sheker, Rabbi Yisai. The world of Gashmi presents us the fascination, the dimyoin, the fantasy that it's so Emes, it's so real, it's so right. And the Maisa Sovashal Dover, it's really, really not there, Rabbi Yisai. The world of Oilam Hazer, Rabbi Yisai, which is the Alam of the Shikur in its essence, Rabbi Yisai, where do we see it? In all facets of Oilam Hazer, Rabbi Yisai. But the world of Gashmi, the world of Gashmi, of giving into the yield of Gashmi Be'etzem, it could be used for Ruch, the Avada, but Tzavah Shal Dovah, there's a lot of Sheker there. And a person could get carried away. He seems that the food is so important, but he overindulges in it, he gets carried away. And in order to control that world, Rabbi said, you have to be total in Shlita. Total in Shlita. So Yaakov Avinu understood now that he has to be total in Shlita of his Koyach, even a Koyach Hashena, Rabbi said. And that's the child he didn't go to see for those 14 years. He wanted to be total, that there's no giving in to the Rots and Agashmi in a way that Chas V'Shalom could lean as they go into the world towards the oil of the Shikra. The oil dish is the shamus, Rabbi Yisai. The person thinks he needs to go to sleep, and all of a sudden, you know, he's so tired, like he spoke last week, he's mamish, he can't keep his eyeballs open. Lo and behold, it was an interesting magazine placed on his bed, or an interesting whatever one thing was placed on his bed. And we said, like last week, toothpicks. He has the toothpicks going. Where's my toothpick? Oh, we brought in the props this week. He has the toothpicks going. I have to get padded ones. This one's heard, they have padded one. And he's up to who knows what in the morning, and all of a sudden he had to go to sleep, Rabbi Yisai. His body was telling me sleep was pushing him. I don't know, sleep, but there was something pushing him. I don't know about how much about sleep. But anyway, Sefer Shel Dovah, at the end of the day, it's not MS. Listen, the person has to desire, the body has to give, but the person has to know how much is MS. Just one more hour, I need to sleep. And I don't know, you guys that told me, Rebbe, I don't know what happened. It's 6 in the afternoon. I went to lay down at 10 o'clock. Next thing I knew was 3 days later. I slept. I'm chayni amagel, being reincarnated. 70 years late, I woke up. The ma'isa. 3 days late, I just went for a little nap, and lo and behold, I turned over, and it was 6 hours later. The more I could play tricks on you, especially when it's giving to the gashmi, Rabbi said. So you have to be total in control. Yaakov Avinu was ready for that. That's why he didn't sleep, but to take total control of his body, that he should be able to accomplish what he needed to accomplish in the world of Emes, Rabbi said. And the Musa Haskel for us, Rabbi said. And this is story, Rabbi said. This is what I spoke about it in a different oif, but this is a new, different, whole different oif, and this is what bothers me sometimes. I hear from different parents and whatever. Many I just heard recently from somebody. We're talking about, you know, talking to a certain parent about, you know, a person staying in yeshiva, Rabbi said. And you know, a lot of times it makes the decision, how many years should I be in yeshiva? How many years should I be in yeshiva? How long will you be in yeshiva? You know, my son anyway is not going, he's not going to go into chinuch. He's not going into chinuch. He's probably going to be a garbage collector, work for the sanitation department. I know his brains. He's not that smart. He maybe figure how to take the garbage pail and dump it in. If not, he'll drive the truck. But anyway, Sevishal Dover, I don't see him going into Talmudic law. I think he's going into sanitation law. So anyway, so he might as well get out on the streets already or go to college. I believe my son should head out to college. He's a very smart boy. What's he doing over there already? He did his 1 or 2 years in your yeshiva. It's time to head out. I want him to head out to be a doctor, a lawyer. He has to start, move on in his life. You tell him, listen, you know, but in order for a person to go out in the world, you know, go out into that world, you know, you have to know, you have to know everything. The Chofetz Chaim is interested in Reish Laman Aleph and the Be'er Halacha, who talks about the person who donates the good life to Koilo or not. I'm not going to be. The Chofetz Chaim says, first the person has to learn the whole Choshen Mishpah. How do you go out before you learn Choshen Mishpah? And the guy said, I'm going ready. I was in Yeshiva, I learned, I'm a joint, but I got to go out now. I'm ready to go out in the world. I think I know. What do you know? I learned Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Adon Olam. Baruch Hashem, I can pass from all shiles in Adon Olam. When we say it, when we don't say it. Anyway, Sevesh Shel Dover, I said, what? He goes, I said, what about ribbons? That ribbon? Is there a frog? What ribbon? What's frogs? Pesa, ribbon. What's ribbon? What? What about ribbon? What? Rabbits? No carrots for me. Rabbits. Ribbons. That doesn't know what the word means. Shechor Aruch, so difficult. I know. You ready to go out in the world? You ready to handle the world? I'm ready to go out in the world. You know those ribbis. You know those no. You know Choshen Mishpat. You know the basics. You know what's a shayla. You know what's not a shayla. You know, and but that's all in halacha. But it's great to go out in the world and handle the almud, the shikra. Everybody say the world of sheker. And all the whole thing is such lies and cheating, and the whole thing is to get ahead of the guy and to cheat. How many guys, Shilas, just handling with a top of the mind? All the shek, he went into a certain business, he's handling with it. And it might say that guy was mamish, not one word of truth to both sides. And how to remain, he was asking me how to remain truthful, how to keep your balance. What am I allowed to be and what am I not allowed to be? But to know what's a Shilas, know where you're holding and to be ready for it. And not to fall into the trap, Rabbi said. So you became a successful businessman, but you get up there, and what are you going to get for afterwards? What you'll have, Rabbi said, with all the million, what are you going to have? Because you all you've on is a ribbis, and it's only gnaw, and cheating, and who knows why, Rabbi said. So Chofetz Chaim says, the shayla doesn't start if it's going to coil, go out to business, unless he first knows Choshen Mishpat. But chutz from that, Rabbi said, to be so and soaked off from the Metzias of Torah, boys, from the connection to Bavi Oilam, that this form that we learn, the Torah that we learn, boys, that Mamish, it gives us the koyach of Emes, boys. Rabbi Yeruchim once walked in the Beis Medrash, screamed out, where is there a book in the world that every single word is Emes? He lifted a sefer, boys, a Gemara, every single word is Emes, Lamitoi. It's Boyre Oilam. It's the Boyre Oilam Shechosamo Emes. This is his Ratzon. So everything is Mamish Kulay Emes. And when we learn the words of Hashem, we're impacted with the Koyach of Emes. And the more you saturate, the more it becomes part of you, the more it becomes blames in your heart. It doesn't happen after 1 or 2 years of Boisai. Yaakov, you didn't need 14 years of Boisai. Can you imagine how many years? Everybody makes fun of my 91-year program. Can you imagine how many years we need of Boisai? How many years we'll need to be saturated of Boisai? A person has to stay as long as possible. How long do you parents have to be saying? I say it's at least 14 years. And I hear it deading on the end of the line over there. Fainted. They call it Hatzala. Works every time. No, Chas v'Shalom. 14 years, Rabbi. Are you out of your mind? So I asked him a question. I had this question. I always said, I don't understand. Let's say your son wanted to be a medical doctor. A medical doctor? I have this question all the time. If your son wants to be a medical doctor, how many years does he have to go to school? I have somebody that went through the courses, even for law. There's undergrad, and then there's graduate school, and there's law, and then you have the LSATs, and the this, and then that's law school. At least 10 years, whatever, 2, 4, whatever. 6, 7 years for law. Medical school, you want to be a surgeon, 10, 12 years. To be a Talmud Chacham, people say, I don't understand, Rebbe. I don't understand why I'm not. To be a Talmud Chacham, Rabbi, a real Talmud Chacham, to know Torah, which is the highest Chacham, that Shire, Rabbi, to imbue with that Chacham, to know Torah Hashem, to know it well, to be imbued, to know what the Ratzon Hashem is in this world, Rabbi, when you go out to the world. How could you go out to the world till you know it? So you need at least 15 years, Rabbi. There's forms outside to sign up. You can all sign up when you walk out on your way to supper tonight. Sign up at the door, get the fast track, 15 years. You won't scare the parents. We'll tell them, don't worry, it comes with a marriage. It comes with marriage, and maybe we'll get you set up over here. But the mice, official daughter of Boisai, that's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is a person has to realize that these years in Yeshiva, as you prepare, that's the board. The board is that I'm not going to be in Chinuch. It's not about Chinuch or Boisai. I'm not going to be a person that's sitting in coil my whole life. But yeah, you are the guy who needs to work more and harder and imbuing yourself in as much time as possible with soaking in the koyach of the emes of Torah, boy, said. It becomes mamish one with you, that your mind becomes das Torah, and you know what the derech Torah, and if you don't know, you know what it's a shayl is, and you're tired of going out in the world, make a seder in Choshem Mishpah right away. But chutz from that, to know that if you imbue these years to get ready for that world, because it's a world that's going to attack you, you're not going to realize it. As soon as you go out to work, the shilas right away, in the office, with the boss, with this thing, with that thing, so many different shilas. And if you're imbued with the Torah, if the Torah is a part of you, if Yaakov Avinu worked 14 years, came up and he was able to paskin and to go through every shilas, was able to handle the shilas. He was able to hear the trickery and remain sad. I'm going to be able to say, working in the office for 6 years with the secretaries around, you're going to be able to say that. You're going to be able to walk into the office with all that's going on in the office and everybody saying Lashon Hara and talking about the boss and talking about who knows what in the office. We know what they're talking about. These guys, yeshiva guys by the coffee thing, giggling as they look towards the front of the office. They're not going over the last piece of the Sivas Mishpat they learned or the Gemara and Baba Kama. Shor Shinoga Chesapara. No. They're holding it, say the Noshin. Nishtay the Nezikin. Giggling at the coffee machine. You're going to be able to say Sayyad Mitzvah Shamarti. It's not going to happen then. If you didn't work on imbuing yourself with the Torah Torah that's part of you. MS, what's the MS? This is what I should be doing. I have a wife and kids and I'm giggling by the coffee machine. Talking Lashon Hara about everybody in the office. That's what the Torah wants from me. All day and all night. I'm not saying we're not malachim. But you come to the office and every time all you do is schmoozing. Or you be like those guys in the office that have a sefer. And they have a little break, half an hour, they go out and they learn the daf hayomi. Or they call on someone to give a shiur. Or they listen to something, a shiur online. And on the way to the office, they listen to a schmooze. When they get home at night, they put their kids to sleep, they take care of their kids, and they go out to learn. Choshen Mishpat. Daf hayomi. And then they go out into the world of a sheker, and they're kind of tafkid. They're kind of tafkid to those who say, Rebbe, I'm going to be a Bal HaBot. A big bot I'm going to have. Bal HaBot. But the mice is Sofa Shel Dover, even if it be a Bal HaBot, Sofa Shel Dover, you got to be an Emes of Bal HaBais. You got to be someone that's Erlich, who gives Meiser, like they're supposed to give Meiser. Rav Steiner once said, that if every Yid in America would give Meiser, there wouldn't be any problems in yeshivas today. Meiser, like they're supposed to give. I'm not saying, Baruch Hashem, there's many people giving out there. But Meiser, you give a tenth of your earnings. No, Rav Stein once said, if everyone would give a tenth of the earnings, Erlich, there wouldn't be any yeshivas that has to go around for money, Rav Hashem. There's no kitchen, Rav Hashem. But Erlich. If you're going out to the world, you got to be that koyach of Esav, the day Esav of a kol yankiv, and you have a bigger chivra boysah, because you don't know how much in the base medrash the koyach of Yisachar is unbelievable, and about it keeps the world going. But out of it, we can't, the world won't continue going, the boysah. But the Yisachar of Zvulin is to go out in the world, the boysah, and first of all sustain Yisachar that they don't have to go out takamuki. But also, Zvulun has to be the one to make that Kiddush Hashem that people say Yisrael Hashem B'chol Aspora. That's a Yid. Wow! Look how he's done business. Look at him. He doesn't converse with all the Goyish ladies. He's careful how he says. Look at him. The Goyim looking at the Goy. See, look at that guy. How Erlich he is. Look how nice he is. Look at that. Everybody said, where does that come from? Ashrei Oviv Shalom Dashrei Rehabo Shalom Dotorah Ashrei Ab Yisrael Shabbachol Esporer Voisa. The Koyach of Kiddush Hashem, I can make the greatest Gevaldik of Kiddush Hashem just by being out there in the working field, by not even learning Torah there, just by showing what a Yid's supposed to be, Voisa. And that's a person has to know, no matter what I'm going to be in life, we suffer all starts to make the Kiddush Hashem. But those of us, we think, okay, we're not necessarily going to be. But we might be, we're going to for sure have to be the Zvulun. It's either Yisach or Zvulun, Rabbi Yisach. And if we're the Zvulun, Rabbi Yisach, it's a bigger load on us. It's a bigger, it's much bigger Nisayin, Rabbi Yisach. You're not in the base walls of the base med, which is also in the Nisayin sometimes. You're in the world of the other Shifty, the Shifty with a S-H-I-F-T-Y, Shifty, that type of Shifty. People that are very, very not Erlich, Rabbi Yisach. And people around us are doing the wrong things and going to the wrong things and parties and who knows what. And that world, to have the midas ha'emes, to be erlich and a soif, in all in Tiyonim Rabbosai, there's the Sayag Mitzvah Shemoni, there's the kiyum of the midah of Yaakov Mitzad Esav Rabbosai. That's why Yaakov had a marriage today in Shenoshim Rabbosai also. He had to make Leah. Leah was taka destined to Esav because Leah was Yatzonah. She had that koyach to go out in the world. Yaakov had to take both wives, and that's where he saw and Zvulun. That was supposed to be Esav and Yaakov and Zvulun. That was supposed to be the relationship. Be'ez Hashem is bro. Whatever we're going to do, Be'ez Hashem, we should be zecher to be the Shifty with the Shin. But if we're the other Shifty, Rabbi Yisrael, we should realize these are the years to instill in us to work harder and harder, to stay as long as possible in the world of Shifty with the Shin. In the case we have to go out, and that's our tafkid, to be the Zvulun. And we should do it the most erlich way, and should be the ones that Yisrael should be chos boyer. The whole world should look upon us and realize, ah, this is the Jew, this is the Yid. What a beautiful, beautiful person Mr. Bernstein is. What a beautiful person. Look how he talks to people. Look how he acts. Look how he's makabel people. What a beautiful person Mr. Bernstein is. Bizecha to that gevald, the Kiddush Hashem. Bizecha bekorav, the Yisachdus of Yisach HaZvulun. Bizecha beiz Hashem. Mashiach Sikenim here. Amen. Amen.